The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Aldo Boitano, CEO of Clean Tech Lithium. CTL is the ticker there. Aldo, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. We're very excited about this podcast.
Yeah, well, listen, you've just released your interim results, and we'll talk about what you've achieved in the last 6 months and hopefully looking forward what you hope to achieve. Before we do that, Aldo, for people maybe not familiar, even though there's a clue in the title there, can you give us an overview as to what Clean Tech Lithium is about, please?
Yeah, Clean Tech Lithium, and you said the ticker is CTL. We're listed on the AIM stock market. London Stock Market is an exploration and development company. We're advancing the next generation of sustainable lithium projects in Chile. That's where I'm based, and that's where I'm getting this podcast. Our mission is to produce material quantities of battery-grade lithium by the end of 2024, beginning of 2025, with near to zero carbon emissions and a very low environmental impact. We're offering the UE electrical vehicle market a green lithium supply solution.
Yeah, so you got sort of two big tailwinds there already. I mean, already the lithium demand is rising and continue to rise, and also you're looking at clean lithium there. So first and foremost, like I said, interim results released here for the 6 month ended the 30th of June. So take us through some of the highlights of what you've achieved over the last 6 months, if you could, Aldo.
Okay, after our successful IPO mid-March, and we got listed, and we're very pleased with everything happening with the value of our stock, we completed the drilling results of Laguna Verde and Francisco Basin, produced a JORC report, an estimation of 1 million tons at Laguna Verde, with 800 of them, more than 53%, in the measured and indicated category, meaning that we can project over 30 years at 20,000 tons per year production at Laguna Verde. And we also produce 1 kilo of battery-grade lithium with our own resin, with our direct lithium extraction proprietary technology. We signed with Sun Resin and also made an announcement of that, a very large Chinese company who has subsidiaries in Europe to do the pilot plant and the future construction of the plant, and they are very respected, and also staffed our team and started doing the environmental studies and all the engineering studies moving the project forward.
Mm-hmm. Marvelous stuff. And you've ended the period with cash of 4.6 million, so enough there after the IPO. And just looking forward there for people who are going to follow the company and, with potential to invest there, what kind of milestones are you hoping to achieve in the next, say, 6, 12 months, Aldo?
Well, with the 4.6 million pounds that we have in our interims, we're going to be taking in October and publish a maiden resource estimate on Francisco Basin that will be in line, we think, with what our analysts have taken up and published in the market, around 500,600 tons. We're going to be revising a resource estimate at Laguna Verde based on additional sampling and granting of licenses in the fourth quarter of this year. We're commencing the DLE pilot plant construction. We're going to have Laguna Verde scoping study in October. We're going to have later, at the end of the year, Francisco Basin scoping study. And we're going to have the two drilling campaigns where most of our resources go, our funding goes for further resource upgrades from, again, second drilling campaign at Laguna Verde and Francisco Basin. Those numbers will be released in the first quarter of 2023. And will happen fairly soon. We're starting mobilizing equipment actually next week. And then first and second quarter of next year will be the commencement of the DLE, direct lithium extraction pilot plant, production to produce regularly quantities of battery-grade lithium that we can send to potential partners in offtakes and others, and also for the various battery factories and producers. And then at the end of this year, beginning of next year, we're going to be, as the scoping studies are published and we have economic value of our projects and upgraded resources, we're going to start talking with potential strategic partners and we'll announce that to the market.
Aldo, it seems to me like you have, you know, more than ample resource, high quality, you know, big resource. You've got demand, you've got a route to market there. And just talk about, if you could, you know, the demand for lithium, if you could generally. What's going on there and how is lithium prices holding up?
Well, the demand is historically high. We not only the demand, there's a requirement in Europe is the key growth market for lithium, with demand forecast to increase by 20 times this decade alone. But at the same time, the European Union recently announced a very strict CO2 footprint limits on the lithium battery supply chain. And the lithium production, as probably our audience knows, comes from hard rock mines from Australia mainly, and evaporation ponds operations from the lithium triangle where we sit. That generates emissions estimated to 5 to 15 tons of CO2 per ton of lithium. And so it's a combination of a strong demand, but at the same time, a demand for productions like us. Clean tech lithium strategies to integrate along with the process itself of direct lithium extraction that I talked to the audience with the renewable energy. I've been part of the renewable energy revolution of Chile. I contribute with three projects that amount for more than 800 megawatts of energy production. And this is the path to zero emissions, and this is a critical advantage from us to get into the European market. Both, again, the demand up, growing up to 20% is a forecast, and elsewhere in the world, big demand as well. And a lot of projects will have to come into play, but more importantly, is how traceable and how clean those raw materials added to the supply chain are, and that's what we're doing, being as green as we can.
Yeah. And talk to us a bit, for people maybe not familiar with Chile as a jurisdiction, what's it like operating there?
Well, Chile, it's a famous mining jurisdiction. Companies like Bechtel and Busalip have the headquarters, international headquarters in Chile for mining. Chile itself, the government has been very supportive of sustainable extraction. We have the highest investment grade rating in Latin America, according to SPEA and Moody. We have similar laws to other prominent mining jurisdictions like Australia and Canada. There's a central left government in place who have a strong emphasis on lowering the environmental impact and cutting the CO2 emissions of mining. And like I said, we received positive feedback from authorities with our plans to direct lithium extractions and renewable energy processing. The government has stated publicly a support for a national lithium company. This will compete with the private sector. And at the same time, just as Codelco is a state-owned company in copper, but it also will bring credibility to the sector expanding the production. Mm-hmm. There was a big referendum that to ratify or to cancel the constitution proposal that took a lot of months last year and beginning of this year to be proposed to the country. Mm-hmm. With 85% of turnout, the people turned that down. 70% of the people at a time wanted a new constitution, and now 61% reject the proposed one. And that has formed a very big alliance from the center left to the center right to come up with a new strategy and a new plan to propose the Chilean people of coming more with a more pro-business, at the same time pro-environment, but mostly a constitution that represents us all and not only just one party, not a biased constitution. And the market around the world has reacted very well, and that shows exactly what Chile is about.
Good stuff. Okay, Aldo, well, if someone's listening to this and likes the sound of what you're doing but are not yet following the story, could you give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add you to their watch list, please?
Well, the most important one for investors, we think we're an unrivaled opportunity to invest in a notably undervalued lithium opportunity. We have a very experienced board and management team for delivering mining projects in Chile from exploration to production. And then our green low emission lithium production that uses direct lithium extraction in a leading mining jurisdiction of Chile are the 3 points that we'd like to mention.
Excellent stuff. Aldo, good to chat to you and say lots going on, so hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.